Two Guys Weigh In podcast on the air, episode number one.
Episode number 10.
Number 10, Mitchell. 10 weeks of doing Two Guys Weigh In.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. And from week one, it's been sponsored by
PK Egan's from Canby, Minnesota.
That's right. PK Egan's. Well, this past week, they had to close early a few times because of the snow. And we got hit with a snowstorm this past week.
Yep. Monday was most of the snow, I think, and got close to a foot in Appleton, maybe a little less. But got really windy Tuesday. Good drifts going through town and in the country. So
yep. That was strong wind, that's for sure. But, PK Egan's is our sponsor. And, you know, every time I say PK Egan's, can you smell the pizza?
I don't know if I'd say I'd smell it, but I definitely start to crave it when you start talking about it.
I can smell it when you walk in the door at PK's.
Yep.
Love it. Love it. Great place. That's in Canby, by the way. All right. So we got a lot to talk about again. We're kind of in the middle of the winter sports, high school sports, and the spring sports. We'll talk about that a little bit. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do. And I think we'll start off with recapping the state boys basketball results. And
I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of that this year. I usually do. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it this year
either.
I think most of my time was spent on the NCAA tournament.
Yep. So there's my 2 cents. I did watch Cherry, the championship game with Cherry High School. Go ahead. They won it.
Yep. And then, all right, so we'll jump right in. Class A, Cherry defeated Fertile Beltrami 78-40, and so Cherry won the championship in Class A.
They have a great team, don't they?
Yep, they have Isaac Asuma, Gophers commit, going for next year. So, and he's got two younger, I believe they're brothers, on the team, and they all play ball really at a high level. So
they'll be back next year.
Yep, I think they'll be another top team next year, too.
Yep.
Then Nevis took third, and Heritage Christian won the consolation championship. Then at Class AA, Breck defeated Lake City 76-72. Albany took third, and Pequot Lakes won the consolation championship. In Class AAA, Totino Grace defeated Mankato East 73-64. De La Salle took third, and Stuartville won the consolation championship. And then in Class 4A, Minnetonka defeated Wayzata 72-61. Egan took third, and Park Center won the consolation bracket.
Wayzata and Minnetonka, that's become a huge rival down there in the metro area, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Wayzata, I think, was the number one team in the state overall going into the tournament, and they got upset. I believe Minnetonka was the third seed in that bracket.
Yep. So that completed the winter sports season high school here in Minnesota. That went fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I think major surprise from the state tournament, Egan, they won their section tournament, and then they ended up defeating the second seed, or the two seed, Park Center in the opening round. They ended up going to win the third place game at state tournament, so kind of a surprise of the tournament, I think, with Egan.
Yep. That's right. So, when did you start interning here at the station?
January 8th, I believe, was my first.
January 8th, okay, yeah. And you jumped right in, threw the headset on, helped me do basketball?
Yep.
Did you like doing that this year?
Oh, yeah, I thought basketball was a lot of fun. We called a lot of good games this year.
Yeah, we went to travel across the border that one day.
Yep, over to Castlewood.
Yep. I wonder how Castlewood did. They got into the state tournament. Do you know how they did?
We talked about it one time. I want to say... Oh, did they win their state tournament?
No, they didn't. That's right. They did play in the semifinals. We'll have to look that up. No, they didn't. Somebody else won the state tournament. We'll look that up and put that on next time. Yep. So, all right. And just want to give a shout out and a thank you to Carrie Tollefson. I did an interview with her last week and put it on our podcast site, and we aired it and got a huge response from that. Carrie's a fantastic person, and just loved talking with her, and we'll do that again soon. So good. All right, what else we got there, Mitchell?
We'll go to college basketball now. The Gophers men team lost to Indiana State in the NIT tournament, so that'll end their season this year. I think it went better than a lot of people thought it was going to go.
Yep. Hope they can keep the guys together.
I saw this morning, I was looking, and I saw that one of the players is transferring already. So
that's not good.
Ola Joseph is going into the transfer portal. So
that'll
be a little bit of a loss for him. We'll see how they can replace him.
Okay.
And then the Gophers women's team defeated Pacific 77-62 in the NIT tournament, and they get to play North Dakota State this week. Friday night.
Williams Arena. NDSU beat Montana the other night, and former Montevideo Thunderhawk girls basketball player Avery Coonan, she's on a tremendous tournament in the season. She comes off the bench, and she can rebound. She's putting up some good stats, really helping the Bison there. She's only a freshman, so.
Yep, it looks to have a successful career in NDSU.
So she plays against the Gophers at Williams Arena on Friday. I was surprised, Mitchell, we looked up the prices. We were thinking about going to that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how cheap the prices were for that.
Yeah, I think $15 was the most expensive for a ticket.
For a playoff game.
Well, yeah, I mean.
WNIT.
NIT, so it might be a little less. Yep. But
$15 for a chair and $10 for a bench seat at Williams Arena for a playoff game.
That's a pretty good deal, I think.
Oh, wow. Cool. I think NDSU and the Montana, I think they let people in free. I don't know how they do that. I heard that they let people in free there when Montana and NDSU girls played each other.
That had to have been for specific seats, though. I highly doubt it for the whole tournament.
Well, I think it was the whole thing.
Really? The whole seating area?
Yep.
They let people
everything
in?
Was free. Yep. So good luck to the Gophers and the Bison. I'm cheering for the Bison.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody that's on the team. She does a great job. My granddaughters love Avery Coonan. All right.
We'll jump over. We got Minnesota State Mankato. The boys team defeated Ferris State in the Elite Eight by a score of 98-70. And so Minnesota State Mankato will now play West Texas A&M in the Final Four. And that game is tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th at 3:30. And the Minnesota State Mankato women's team played in the Elite Eight in Division II. And they defeated Georgia Southwestern by a score of 93-88. And they will play Cal State San Marcos in the Final Four for the Division II Women's Championship, or Final Four, too. So Minnesota State Mankato having good men's and women's basketball season.
I don't think that's happened too often where both teams, men and women, get into like the Final Four or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty rare and special thing to do when you can get both teams into the top like that for a championship.
All right, good luck to the Mavericks.
Then, of course, Sweet 16 starts tomorrow on Thursday.
All right. I'm pulling from my bracket, man. I'm on top of my bracket.
Yeah, who do you got winning your bracket right now?
What's that?
Who's winning your bracket right now? Which team do you pick to win the championship?
I'm actually in a bracket with Sean Condon. He's the basketball coach over at McRae's. I'm in his bracket, and I'm tied for first place right now. I'm proud of that. I wanted to let everybody know that. So that's pretty cool. I think there's 120-some people in his bracket, and having fun with that. ESPN bracket challenge that I'm a part of, 22 million people filled out an NCAA bracket.
That is an impressive
stat. 22 million. Guess what place I'm in right now with my best bracket?
Your best bracket, didn't you say you were in the top 400,000, I think?
Yeah, I'm 362,000th place.
Out of 22 million, I don't feel like that's too bad of a place to get.
No perfect brackets, though. Mainly because
Oakland defeated Kentucky.
Yep, Oakland down Kentucky, so. But no perfect brackets this year. So, I interrupted you. Sorry about that, Mitchell. We're going to talk about the tournament here. I got carried away with my bracket because I'm so excited.
Yeah, the Sweet 16 starts on Thursday, March 28th, and that'll be played Thursday, Friday. And then the Elite Eight will be played on Saturday and Sunday. And so getting close down to the end of the tournament.
Who do you got? Who do you got favored?
As of right now, I think I got to go with UConn to go for a repeat. With the way they've been playing, they remind me a lot of a Villanova team that won a few years ago where they just defeated every opponent they played by like 15, 20 points in the tournament. And so I see UConn being able to do that again this year.
On the show Get Up on ESPN in the morning, Mike Greenberg said that UConn boys college team could beat NBA teams.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. I mean, I think they could easily defeat the Pistons.
Well, I got Tennessee
in
one of my brackets, and Houston in the other one, winning the championship. So I got Tennessee playing Illinois in the championship.
Illinois, I think that would be a dark horse. I don't think a lot of people have Illinois going to the...
Gonzaga's playing well.
Yep, they get to play Purdue, I believe.
Purdue, yep. That'd be a good game. All of them are going to be great games this weekend.
There's not a whole lot of high seed team. I think North Carolina State at number 11 is the highest remaining seed left. I think Clemson's in there at a number 6 seed, but everyone else has been top 4 seeds in there. So
I don't know if this is right, but I heard I think it's the one of the rare times where the number 1 and number 2 seeds have made it. All of them have made it to the final 16.
Yeah, that's we haven't seen that in a long time.
Every one of them have been seeded 1 or 2 in that final 16. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Another couch potato this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. Got to watch the good basketball this weekend.
Oh, I shared that last week on a podcast. I didn't get out of my recliner from noon to almost midnight on that one day.
Yeah.
That was bad. Got to get up and move the body once in a while.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yep. So, anything else on the tournament there? Fun time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun time of year. It gets down to end of March, early April. A lot of good sports starts up. Baseball season is going to start up here this week for the Twins. The Twins start their season tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th. They will play Kansas City. They start with the Royals at Kansas City.
Okay.
And their home opener is next week on Thursday, April 4th, and they have Cleveland for a home opener. And then I believe between the Kansas City and Cleveland series, they have a brief 2-game stint with Milwaukee, the Brewers. And so the Twins season starting up here, coming up. And tough news for the Twins. Their starting closer, Johan Duran, are probably our best relief pitcher that we have going into this season. I suffered an oblique strain, and he'll be out for the first month or longer of the season.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yep. So
that's not good.
Our pitching seemed to be a little rocky going into this season, so now it's going to be even more of a tough standard. But it'll have to rely a lot on the bats to get a lot of runs to start out to give the pitching plenty of space. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes on.
Yep.
What else we got here? The Timberwolves, 49-22 on the season. They have 11 games left in the regular season. They're third in the West right now, a half game behind Oklahoma City and 1.5 games behind Denver. So we'll see if maybe the Timberwolves can make a push here late season, maybe try and get that one seed. But
yeah, a lot of talk, a lot of chatter about the Timberwolves this year. They're doing well. Probably their best season they've ever had, and especially if they can go far in the playoffs.
Yep, that would be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see if Karl-Anthony Towns is able to come back, if we can get an even stronger push coming late in the season. I think with 11 games left in the regular season, you know, if we go 8-3, we'll finish the season to 57-25.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't recall the Timberwolves ever having that good of a record.
Right, me neither.
So
even when Garnett was around.
Yep, so it'll be interesting to see if the Timberwolves are going to be able to hold up. I didn't think they were going to be able to when Towns got injured, but they've been doing pretty good without
They've
Towns
been doing there, really well,
That's always nice to see.
Yep.
And then just a little brief NFL news. The NFL approved rule changes to the kickoff rules, and they decided to ban hip drop tackling. And that ban on hip drop tackling has really got a lot of the players and even some.
What exactly is that? I'm not familiar.
So the hip drop tackle is when a tackler goes from behind and wraps their arms around the ball carrier's waist, I believe, and they just let their body weight drag them backwards.
Oh, okay.
And you see a lot, it tangles up with the legs of the offensive player and causes injury there. And so the owners decided to ban that type of tackle, even though a lot of the players were against it.
Mm.
And so, I don't know.
I don't like the new kickoff rule. How about you?
Yeah, I believe they're following after an XFL format for the kickoff. I want to say, how does it go? The kickoff players, or the kickoff team,
on the 35-yard line.
Defensemen will line up on, I think they, in an opponent territory, too.
Yep. Yeah.
And then the kicker is way back at the usual 30-yard line, I believe.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
And the kicker kicks it off, And then no one is allowed to move offensively or defensively until their kick returner has the ball. And then after that, then they can start moving.
Yeah, and they're so close.
Yeah, because I think the return team sets up inside the 30.
Yeah.
And then 5 yards down the field is the defense the defense on the kickoff. And so it's
all about safety, they're saying. But, man, I think they're ruining the game, my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's a lot of offense-based decisions going on right now.
You know, and I don't like every kickoff or kicking in the end zone. Back them up and let the kick returner return it. That's the exciting part of football, is he going to return it all the way for a touchdown? And, that's my thought.
Yeah, the rule changes are really starting to.
Okay.
But
They got rid of the Vikings. Got rid of their kicker.
Yep, Greg Joseph, I believe, was a free agent going into this offseason.
Oh yeah,
and he signed with Green Bay. Now the Vikings got to find. They got that Parker Romo.
I'm not sure who they picked up.
They signed a kicker. I mentioned it earlier in the previous episode. But he's from the XFL, I believe.
Okay.
Or the USFL, one of those. But I guess I don't know if they'll try to draft a kicker now or if they'll try to find a kicker in free agency yet or how they're going to address that issue. But, yep, the Vikings will not have Greg Joseph as their kicker for this next upcoming season.
And a lot of people said, yay. How many extra points did he miss last year?
He missed a lot.
Couldn't make nothing over 50 yards.
He's weird. He was a streaky kicker. He'd have times where he'd go and make a lot of consecutive field goals, and then he had times where he would go, you know, 3 or 4 games missing extra points and field goals in all the games. And he won the Vikings quite a few games that one year. We went 13-4 in the one-score games.
Yep.
And he did make a lot of game-winning field goals there. The thing is, he had to make those game-winning field goals because he missed extra points or field goals earlier in the game. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Maybe they can draft a kicker this year and start fresh there.
Draft the kicker. Okay. Yep. That don't happen too often, I don't think, does it?
No, I think typically, there have been some instances of like later rounds, like 5 through 7 of teams drafting kickers.
Okay.
But it's not a regular thing that they draft kickers. Typically, that's a free agent signing thing.
Okay.
And
how we doing?
I think that covers all of our topics.
All right, I just want to mention the coaches show this Saturday on Q92 starts at 8:30 in the spring. We always go to 8:30 because we've got so many coaches, we can't get them in an hour, so we back it up to 8:30. So tune in 92.1 FM, KLQP. The spring coaches show starts this Saturday. Let's get to know each other. What's the question today?
Today's question is, what is your favorite sports movie?
My favorite sports movie. Got to think about this one. I like Muhammad Ali. I'm going to rattle a few off here. Bad News Bears was fun when it first came out. Pistol Pete Maravich. I just watched that a couple weeks ago. The Titan one. What's that called?
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. That's a good one. How about you?
I like Rocky, the first one.
Oh.
And that's pretty much...
They made that before you were born, I think.
Yeah, but it's still one of the better sports movies that they've made. Glory Road was a good one.
What's that?
That was on I believe it was 1963, the University of Texas El Paso Miners. They won the NCAA championship.
Oh.
They were the first college, well, I shouldn't say the first college basketball team, but they were one of the more notable college basketball teams because they started African-American players. And kind of started that change where teams started to bring in more African-American players.
Okay.
And that was a good movie. NCAA coach Don Haskins, he kind of started it down there. And then Hoosiers.
Oh, Hoosiers.
It's hard to deny Hoosiers. That's a good movie.
Oh, that's an excellent movie. I love Hoosiers. I just thought of Field of Dreams. I visited that movie set in Iowa. I don't know how many times. I love that movie set. Dyersville, Iowa. That's a great movie. Yep, you see Field of Dreams?
I don't think I've seen
Field of Dreams. Oh, you got to watch Field of Dreams, Mitchell. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I probably will have to eventually.
Yeah, good. Man, there's a bunch of sports movies that just drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, they're really good stuff to pick. I think my favorite, I'm going to go with Rocky, though.
You're going with Rocky.
Yep. Okay.
I'm going with, there's a tie. Hoosiers and Field of Dreams. All right. And if you, you're listening, you have your favorite sports movie, let us know. You can message us on our podcast site there that you're listening to, or, you know, give us a call at the station, radio station, 598-7301.
And that wraps up this episode of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty. And as always, the Two Guys Weigh In podcast is sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.